This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Mount Pleasant Village Board unanimously approved those Microsoft site plans after confirming that they met technical rules for lighting, noise, and landscaping. Officials said the vote was about code compliance, not whether Microsoft could build on land already zoned for data centers. Go deeper on that story today online at RacineCountyEye.com. The owner of the Old Eagles Club Ballroom in downtown Kenosha wants to tear it down. It comes after heavy water damage. City staff is recommending to deny that request, saying it doesn't meet preservation rules. There's a meeting on the matter today. Congressman Brian Stile enters his re-election race with $4.9 million in campaign funds, the most of any Wisconsin House member. The first district rep raised $850,000 late last year. At this point, there are six Democratic challengers. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley picked up another endorsement in his run for governor. The new endorsement comes from Oak Creek firefighters. It's his third endorsement from firefighter unions. One of those was the Racine organization. Last night, President Trump endorsed GOP candidate Tom Tiffany. And Packers legend Donald Driver is in Racine County today to announce a new girls' flag football league. The program will start this summer for high school students in Racine, Kenosha, and Whitefish Bay. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home against the Minnesota Gophers. Wisconsin with a record of 14-6. The Gophers at 500 with an overall record of 10-10. Marquette with a victory 86-62 over the Creighton Blue Jays. Perhaps the best performance of the year so far for the Golden Eagles. Head coach Shaka Smart.
We guarded the pick and roll well. We rotated well. Obviously, it helps to shoot 69% from the field in the first half, but I thought that there was a connection between our guys. Aggressiveness.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the 76ers, 139-122. Kyle Kuzma limping off the court fourth quarter, but said it was just a leg cramp. NFL, Packers quarterback coach Sean Mannion to interview with the Eagles for their offensive coordinator job. In Pittsburgh, Mike McCarthy introduced as the new head coach of the Steelers.
Do you want Aaron Rodgers back as your quarterback next year?
I mean, definitely. I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't.
That's Steelers head coach Mike McCarthy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today and cold once again, our high right around 12 this afternoon, with a wind chill hovering in the single digits below zero most of the day. Tonight down to 2 below, tomorrow mostly sunny, high of 11. On Friday, some snow showers with a high of 14. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.